Hello, it's Chris.
Hello and welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, if you missed last episode, the last episode was so much fun. And oh my God, the after show we did after that episode was, I had probably some of the most insane phone calls I think I've ever had. Genuinely, if you were there, you know what I'm talking about. It's a big if you know, you know. However, today we have some good calls lined up for y'all. With it almost being Halloween, we have a bit of a spooky tale, and then we have some family feuds and wild stories, so buckle up and get ready. Now, I want to remind you, if this is your first time tuning in, welcome, and be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. Also, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ChrisVsThePeople. It is such a good time over there. We're almost at 22K subscribers. Thank you so much to everybody who is a part of the Chris vs. the People community. Thank you for being the people. I mean, the show literally wouldn't be what it is without the people. Now, again, like I teased y'all a little earlier, we will be doing another after show after this episode. So head on over to patreon.com/ChrisClemons and join the party. The link will always be in the description, as is the link to fill out a form and possibly be on an episode of Chris vs. the People. So very exciting. Get into it if you want. No pressure, but let's get into these phone calls. All right, first up, we have Nina. Hey, Nina, welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, you said you have a spooky little story for us.
I do.
You say with like a grimace on your face, I'm sensing, like you got a little too much pleasure out of saying that. What's the story?
Well, I just want to preface that it's not like spooky in like a ghost kind of way.
Okay.
But it's more in like a scary manifestation kind of thing.
Okay, listen, I'm a bitch who can get down with some manifestations. Let's hit it.
Okay, it did happen around Halloween too.
How many years ago?
About 5 years ago, I think.
Okay, got it. So what did you manifest?
So I manifested my coworker getting into a car wreck.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't on purpose. It wasn't like a seance or something. Like
but it was like a casual like manifestation for a hate crime. You're like, oh, I wish Janet would get into a car crash.
No. Okay, let me explain what happened.
Wow, we are starting this episode off with a bang, literally. And I'm talking two cars. Damn.
No, literally. So I was working with my coworker. I guess let's call her Janet since you said that.
Fuck yeah. Hey, Janet.
Fuck yeah. So I was working with Janet and we were cleaning up a car accident that had happened the day before with one of our other coworkers.
What? Oh, okay, you hear that too, right? What do you do for work? Are you working at like a collision center? A car impoundment lot? Like, what is this fucking company that all of you apparently don't know how to drive? Is this in New York City by chance?
No, this was at a state park in Florida. You actually called me like a month ago and I told another story at this park.
Oh my God. You're the same one from the state park in Florida?
Yeah.
God damn, I don't claim an ounce of your energy. Okay, so thank you for setting the scene. We're in Florida and you're helping clean up a different coworker's car accident.
Yeah, he like literally smashed his truck into a tree like the night before. So we were like cleaning up the tree that he like knocked over.
Was he sober? How did, like, respectfully, it's not like there was ice on the road. How the fuck do you drive into a tree?
I mean, yeah, I don't think he was sober.
Ah, okay, so. Got it. Everyone's fighting their demons. Okay, so let's get back to the story. Why did you wish for Janet to get hit by a car or like to get in a car crash?
I wasn't wishing for it. Like, we were just talking while we were working. And I was like, isn't it so crazy that everyone's been having so many car problems and like collisions recently? Because literally 2 days before this, I had gotten into a car crash and like I was on the way to help my boyfriend who was having a car problem. So I just was like, this is so weird. Like all these people in their cars.
Is this a normal thing in Florida? You're telling me that your boyfriend got in a car crash And then you got in a car crash on the way to said crash site. Then a truck driver gets it. And then your coworker?
Yeah, no, it was crazy. I said that and she literally looked at me and she was like, Nina, don't say that to me. Don't put any of that bad juju on me. And I was like, Janet, nothing's going to happen.
Oh, honey, you put it all over her and in her. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I know. It's like I passed it on.
Can you say, Chris, you're going to win $1 billion and be able to disappear. Go.
Chris, you're going to win $1 billion.
And you'll be able to disappear. That's very important to the dream.
And you'll be able to disappear.
Yes. Oh my God. I can't wait for that to happen tomorrow. Okay. Sorry. We're getting off track. Courtesy of Chris.
So yeah, basically I said that to her and she was like, no, like, I guess she's very spiritual. So she literally was like, don't put that on me. And I was like, no, girl, like, you're fine. And then we just like kept working. And I was like, so has anyone been in a car accident in one of our work vehicles? I was just wondering. And she was like, only one time. And she had been working there like for 25 years. So like once in all that time is crazy. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then we just kept working. So then the next day I like wake up, I'm supposed to go to work, but I like had a horrible migraine. So I just was like, I can't be going to work. Like, this is terrible. I literally can't like open my eyes. So I called out and I was like really debating it because I knew that Janet was going to be the only one working that day.
She said, bitch, hold my steering wheel.
I was like, oh, but I'm going to be no use to Janet with this migraine. So I called out. It was fine. She wasn't mad or anything. But then I'm like laying in bed all day. And then I get a text from Janet. And it's a selfie of her in the hospital with a neck brace. And I was like, what the fuck, Janet? And she was like, well, you'll never believe it, but I got into a head-on collision in the work truck today. And I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me right now. I felt bad.
You should. You put her in a head-on collision. I'm sure it was fucking you in the other vehicle. You're just saying you had a migraine as an alibi, you fucking Nina.
I was like, imagine if I went to work, it probably would have been me. Like, that's crazy. So I felt so bad. She was okay, but I mean, she was in a neck brace, I think, for like a week.
Are you guys still friends or like coworkers or?
We're like friends on Facebook. Like she's not older, but like we were like friends because we were coworkers.
Oh my God, you almost killed a senior citizen. How do you feel about that?
Terrible.
Good. You should, Nina. You should. Stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop manifesting car crashes for people. I mean, Jesus Christ. Or, although, if we, like, rebrand this whole situation, you really are doing America a favor. I'm like, okay, yeah, get all of Florida to get into a car crash while you're at it. I mean, like, really do your big one. And I mean, big one.
On top of, like, all the crashes that already happened. It's crazy. Like, I was in Florida for, like, 7 years. I don't live there anymore, but like, congrats. I got into so many wrecks. Thank you.
You got into so many wrecks in Florida. Is it just because people don't know how to drive, or do you not know how to drive, or all the above?
It's like, yeah, it's like a little bit of both. It's kind of like a terrible cocktail of everything.
Yeah, I mean, I am no expert at geography, or is it geology? It doesn't matter. I probably would have been able to tell you Florida is not the cocktail for anybody. So
I know.
Wow. That is really spooky. Have you ever done something like this before? Like in your life?
Like the manifestation piece actually has happened to me quite a lot. Like it's kind of creepy.
What's a different instance of this happening for you?
Well, earlier this year I was getting on a flight and I was bringing a checked bag and a carry-on suitcase.
Okay.
I purposefully, like, packed my carry-on with, like, all the clothes that I liked and, like, all the things that I liked because I don't know why I was just, like, doing that mentally. I, like, put all the stuff that I didn't really like in my checked bag, like, my clothes. I was going to visit my mom, so I was going to like leave all the like not as good clothes with my mom, if that makes sense.
Period. Yeah, no, you were using her mom as a storage unit. Been there, done that, still kind of doing that.
Right, exactly. And my sister was with me and my mom. So then I was going to bring the carry-on on the plane and check the bag. But then they made me check my carry-on too. And then my sister was like, oh, well, I hope they don't lose your bag. Because like I had told her I put all the good stuff in my carry-on. And I was like, it was the same thing. I was like Janet in that situation. I was like, don't say that. You're going to manifest something. And then she was just laughing. Fast forward, our plane actually had to like turn around midair because there was like a problem with the engine, which was so scary. But then we had to go back to Florida. And then they like put us on a new plane. And then when we got to Georgia, our final destination, the only bag that made it of mine was my checked bag with all the bad clothes. And I was like, are you serious? And my mom was like, you literally manifested that. And I was like, bruh, that's so annoying. And my carry-on like somehow ended up in like Tennessee and I didn't get it till like the next day.
Oh, but you ended up getting it.
Yeah, thankfully.
Wow, you and your little coven of witches scares the living fuck out of me, I'm not gonna lie. That is a little too much of coinky dinkies happening for my liking. Once again, before we end this call, let's just do a quick, Chris, you're gonna find a ton of money and be able to disappear. 1, 2, 3.
Chris, you're gonna find a ton of money and be able to disappear.
That is the fucking spirit, Nina. Jesus Christ. Well, I'm glad you escaped Florida. I'm glad that Janet's still alive and you didn't kill her. You're a fucking sociopath. And stop manifesting bad things. It's working, but not in your favor.
I know. It's so weird.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing. I just would like to say that I do not claim any of this energy except the part about me getting money and then disappearing. I can't emphasize that part enough.
Good juju. Good juju.
Good juju for everyone listening. Let's leave it at that. Well, thanks for sharing your little spooky story. I understand why you said it's not a spooky story, but that to me is a little spooky, mostly because the setting was Florida. So
spooky in its own way.
Spooky in its own way. All right, Nina, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Have a good night.
You too. Bye. Okay, that was oddly unsettling, you know? It's like fun when people manifest and then it's like it's a good thing that works out. It is a little frightening when people can back-to-back manifest like that for really just misfortune and inconvenience. That's a gift that we should be honing to use on other figures, if we're catching my gist. Okay, before I say more than I'd like to on a recorded line, we have our next call.
Hello.
Hey, Lily. So you have a crazy family story for us.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is this like immediate family or is it extended?
It's immediate.
Ugh, I'm sad, baby. Okay, how long ago did this happen?
Oh, like this was like the late 60s.
Oh, we're kicking it back, bitch. We're getting in a time machine and we're grooving and moving.
Yeah, late 60s. So, okay, basically, my Aunt Sally is her own stepmom. And so, okay, to explain it.
Wait, no, let me just sit here and hold space for this because my Aunt Sally is her own stepmom.
Yeah.
I am notoriously bad at family trees. So your aunt married her dad?
So, okay. My aunt's dad died in World War II, and then her mom remarried this guy named Art.
Okay.
And then they got together.
Oh, wait.
So basically, her mom married Art, and then while that was happening, Art and her mom had my uncle Matt.
Okay, so she had, like, a significantly younger brother now.
Yes, her brother.
Or, like, half-brother, is it?
Yeah, half-brother.
Like, half-step? Is that the same thing? Okay, sorry, I don't know why I never got, like, the brain cell that did family trees or lineage or anything. Like, are step-siblings and half-siblings the same thing? Yeah, right?
I think so.
Okay, work. Let's just spread in misinformation if that's not correct. I love it. Fuck it. Everyone else seems to be doing it. Party. So Sally ended up having a much younger stepbrother from her mom and her new husband.
Yes.
Okay. So how I'm so frightened about where the rest of the story goes. Jesus Christ.
It's horrible. I mean, it's not horrible, but like...
It's not ideal for sure.
No, it's almost disgusting.
Such a fucking... is this in Utah?
No, this is California.
Whoa, that was a curveball.
Yeah, that's what makes it even weirder is that they're from California.
Well, and weirder. Anyways, so what happens after she gets a stepbrother?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that is.
Oh, no, I don't care about the stepbrother, but like that's where we left off in the story.
So, okay, yeah. Art and her mom were together, and they had my Uncle Matthew. Matt. So my Aunt Sally, she grew up with her grandparents. She didn't grow up with her parents at all. So she didn't know her mom anywhere.
Like at all, her whole life?
Yeah. She didn't know them. Like, I guess that her mom had her and just like ran off and like left her for her grandparents.
Got it. Okay. So, oh my God. So, but did she know, like, if they saw each other in person, she would know like what her mom looked like, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So Sally was familiar with her mom, but like her mom was by no means present in her life.
Yes.
Okay, work.
As she got older, she got connected with them, or with her.
Okay.
So my Aunt Sally was home for summer in the 60s, and she was staying with her mom.
Okay.
And Art.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure somewhere her sister, Janet, which... I'm not sure who's her dad. Nobody's really sure who's her dad.
That's fine. Honestly, the fact that you just used the name Janet after the last call I had is throwing me so far for a fucking loop, because that was a fake name we used on the last call. But oh my God. Okay.
So while my Aunt Sally was at home, her sister Janet was coming home one day and basically found Sally and Art in bed together.
Wait, I fear that you said that a little too casually for my liking, personally. Okay, so let me get this straight. Aunt Sally is, I would say, for the most part, estranged from her mom.
Yes.
Suddenly, Aunt Sally comes home for a summer, stays with her mom, and her mom's second husband, and then Sally's sister comes home to find Sally fucking her stepdad.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What did Janet say to all of this? Can we get her on the line? I mean, what the fuck?
Oh, I wish I could know what she would have thought in that moment, or what happened, really.
Oh, I know Janet has all the motherfucking tea. I'm like, thanks, Lily, for your time. We're calling Janet.
Right, honestly. But yeah, found them together. And then what happened was her mom, you know, eventually divorced Art. And then Art and Sally got married.
Okay, for a mother-daughter duo that were estranged most of their lives, I mean, that is very like mother, like daughter. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, they like flew off and like got married and like, I think moved to Spain.
Are they still married to this day?
Oh Jesus. I think Art died in like, Jesus, like 2016.
Oh, okay. I don't know why I thought you were going to say 9/11. I don't know why I just said that out loud. Okay. I don't know why. I don't know why. Just end it there. Okay, so he died. RIP to Art. Art is official. Oh my God, Art really did die in 2016. Trump got elected and Art died, both the person and the subject matter.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, but all along, Sally knew that she was fucking her stepdad, correct?
Yes.
Did Sally always exhibit signs of potentially fucking a stepdad?
I mean, not from what I know. She's like totally like, what is it called? Like
mentally ill?
I mean, probably. I mean,
who isn't at this point? Truly, yeah.
Right, that too. But yeah, like, it was just crazy.
What did the rest of the family think about this? Because I'm assuming everybody attended the wedding, yeah?
No, it was more like a...
an elopement?
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Like, no one was there. It was just them.
They actually did plan a wedding and invite people, just everybody RSVP'd. Ew, no.
Oh my God.
Wow.
But yeah, it's crazy.
Have you ever talked to your Aunt Sally about this?
Oh no, she like would not talk to anybody about it. She the second it's mentioned, it's like shut off completely. Like, next topic.
That's crazy, because Sally grew an 11th toe and put all 11 toes down on business. It's like, okay, at least give us the fucking tell-all, Sally. Is this what really happens when role model's wine runs out? Is that Sally goes off and fucks and marries her stepfather?
Right.
Wow. That's kind of crazy.
Honestly.
What do you think about all of this? Is it like ha-ha, or is it like too close to home, or both?
I would say probably a little bit of both, because it's like, yeah, that's funny, but... like, actually, no. I think it's just funny. At this point, I've heard it so many times, and it's just funny all the time. I don't really feel bad, or I just kind of be like, what the fuck are you thinking?
Well, I mean, like, honestly, I'm kind of jealous of your Aunt Sally, because, like, the way I would kill not to fuck a stepfather, but to feel that shameless about anything, like, that feels really freeing. And, like, I will give Aunt Sally those kudos, because yes, mama, you fucking better, but also, mama, what's going on upstairs? Well, I don't actually want to know what's going up physically upstairs. I mean, more so in your brain, Sally. I know what's going on upstairs. You're fucking your stepdad,
right? I think that, honestly, I know that Art was like, he had a lot of money, so I'm not sure if like money was like a motive.
Okay, so you're saying not only is Aunt Sally sort of incestual, but she's also a gold digger.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. You know what? Aunt Sally, you're a freak. And I would love to get you on the phone. If you're listening to this podcast, I know you know who you are. Pull up. I'd love to talk.
Shit, I have her number. It's like, literally, you can go ahead. You can try to call her up. I'm not sure if she'll want to talk about it. She sets everyone off, so.
I'm fucking dead. She doesn't even talk about it at a family function, but, like, she's like, oh, a recorded podcast? Yeah, let's fucking do it. Can you imagine? Ugh.
No, like, it's too funny not to tell, though. It's too weird not to tell.
Like, the more I do this show, the more I realize that my family... it definitely doesn't need a reality TV show. There are a lot more deserving families in need above us. I mean, I would watch the fuck out of this TLC show or like AMC show. Like, I mean, this is...
no, literally.
This is... I'm glad I have distance from it, but that's special.
No, actually.
Wow. Well...
and then like, her and Art have like... they have a kid. Her name's like... I think it's Ashley? What's really weird about the situation is that...
how does it get fucking weirder, Lily? What do you mean, what's weird about the situation? You just broke the news that your aunt and her stepdad have a fucking kid together.
It's because, like, Art and Matt, they're son and father and brothers-in-law.
Oh my God, I forgot about Matt!
Yeah, it's weird.
So she has a stepbrother... who is also her daughter's uncle?
Yeah.
Bitch, I mean, this is, TLC, get the cameras. I mean, get the fucking cameras, make sure the batteries are charged, and get the hell to the house.
Yeah, they're father and son and brother-in-laws, and then, which makes Ashley and Matt niece and nephew, and, what is it? I think... also half siblings.
Oh my God, they're half... holy shit, this is...
It's weird.
Oh my God, they're half siblings, and the mothers in this situation are a mother-daughter duo. Wow. And people say America doesn't have that much culture. Let's take a deeper look, because I'd say differently. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I absolutely, respectfully, Matthew, you seem like you've been through a lot. I forgot about Matthew. Oh my God. Wow.
Crazy.
This wasn't intentionally supposed to have Halloween thematic elements in this episode, but wow, it is really just turning out to be a spooky fucking episode. Wow. Wow, Lily, you've gone to therapy for this, right, or no?
Oh no. I just don't let it I don't know, like, affect me or like think about it too much. I feel like if I do think about it more, like, I'll be like, okay, yeah, I need to go talk to someone about this, but I'm not trying to think about it too much.
Oh my God, I'm pretty sure two extended family members of mine are MAGA, and I can't stop thinking about that. You don't think about this? I would wake up, and the first thought I would have is, oh my God, Ashley and Matthew, and then Sally and Art, and then mom, whose name we don't know, and that's probably for the best. Is the mom still alive?
No, she's long gone. I think.
No, that bitch is dead. She's deep in the ground. Okay, Lily, damn. Well, this has been an interesting time. I don't know if I could quite yet say a fun one, but it's certainly been a time. Thank you so much for sharing this little chunk of dysfunction from your family. What a fucking time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Wow. I'm going to think about this one for a minute. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing, and have a good night.
Yes. Thank you. And you too.
Thanks. Bye. And I don't claim any of this energy. So you know how people like label the years like BC and AD? Like, I feel like it was like before I knew this information and life after I knew this information. What the fuck? Like, I know we're about to get another wicked press tour, but like, to quote Cynthia on the last one, I had no idea this was happening. I would really love to see what that genetic pool looks like. Like, is the next offspring going to come out with like a fourth arm and a microwave? I'm genuinely interested in this. This is wild. Okay, we just have to keep moving along. Otherwise, we will literally sink in the quicksand. Now, before we carry on with the rest of the episode, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, which is Uncommon Goods. Now, I know it's October, but the holidays sneak up fast, you guys. However, it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you cannot find anywhere else. Now, if you don't know, Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists or small businesses, and because they're made in small batches, the best finds can sell out fast. I have really gotten into looking on Uncommon Goods for gifts because you really can find such personalized, thoughtful gifts that feel so special to the person who's receiving them. Oh my God, for example, I got this cheese board for my friends who always make the best charcuterie boards, and it swivels out and has all these different compartments, but then I also on top of it got it personalized, and it just makes the gift that much more special. I mean it when I say Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers to history buffs to pet owners to everything in between. You will find thousands of different gift ideas that you will find nowhere else but Uncommon Goods. And probably the best part about Uncommon Goods is that with every purchase that you make, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And to really drive that home, they have donated more than $3 million to date. So whether you've got somebody's birthday, wedding, anniversary, or you want to just get your holiday shopping done early, feel free to shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. But it doesn't end there, because to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Clemens. That is uncommongoods.com/Clemens for 15% off. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss out on this limited time offer. I'm not Even kidding when I say that I will most likely be using my own promo code. Thank you again to Uncommon Goods for sponsoring today's episode. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Now, let's get back to the episode. All right, we have our next call. Hey, Christine. So you said that you had a wild story that involved legally having someone's ass kicked. So I am officially sat, and I hope this will be a breath of fresh air for this episode, because my God, has it gone sideways so far.
Okay. So back in high school.
Which was what? How many years ago?
Oh my God, like 15.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you're up there with me, where it's like, oh my God, wow, that number is now double digits.
Yeah, I just turned 32. So thinking back to this, I'm like, oh my God.
Huge vibe.
So yeah, back in high school, a guy that I kind of knew asked me out, and this was like my first date. So I was like, yeah, sure, let's go. Do I need to bring any money or anything? And he's like, nope, it's all on me. Don't worry about it.
Okay, you are a fucking mogul being like, so should I bring hand sanitizer, a camera, money, or what? That's so fucking smart, though.
Yeah, because I've heard, you know, at that age, too, I heard stories in the past about guys being like, so are you going to split the bill or am I going to get any? Like,
ugh.
Yeah. So he's like, nope, don't worry about it. It's on me. So he takes me to Olive Garden, which I didn't really care. Like,
let's not knock Olive Garden in fucking high school. That felt like going to what I imagine Carbone being like. Like, I mean, sit me down and fine dine me.
Yes, I so remember the meal to this day. So it was called like the Tour of Italy, but it's a lot different now. So you got like a little bit of Alfredo, pasta, meatballs. You got like 5 or 6 different like little bites of stuff.
Oh my God, Christine, you're talking to someone who went on the Tour of Italy often.
Mm-hmm.
Like the old school Olive Garden Tour of Italy. Holy shit. I swear to God, a better deal has never been created. Like,
yeah, and now it's like 3 different types of pasta now versus like the 6.
Which, like, I will say, like, is still 3 is amazing. I'm usually kind of debating between 3 different pastas. So, like, I will still take that.
Same.
Anyway, I fear that I've taken us so off track because of the fucking Tour of Italy. But, okay, so you ordered the Tour of Italy on this date. And what did he order?
No, it was the Tour of Italy. But he's like, we want to split it. And I look at him like, bitch, split what? No. So he's like, no, we're going to split it. It will be perfect. And I'm like,
you're like, you don't tell me what's perfect for me, okay, buddy?
Well, no, he goes, I only have a gift card, so I'm limited on what I can spend.
This is the most high school story I've heard in a minute. Holy shit. Well, I only have an Olive Garden gift card. I'm obsessed. Like, I love like stories of high schoolers dating, not because like, okay, right off the bat that sounded suspicious, but I just mean like, it's so funny when you're in high school and you like, you don't have a job most of the time, like you're too young to work, so it's like, oh my God, it's like little kids like pretending to be adults. It's the funniest fucking thing. Okay,
yeah,
so you guys are splitting the Tour of Italy. I'm so sorry for assuming that was for you like you probably intended.
So, you know, the food comes and it's like a bite of each item. And he's just like, he's just being a tool the entire time. He was rude to the waitress and she was a delight. Like, I think she still works at that Olive Garden. So the bill comes and he's like, I'm not going to leave her a tip. She was rude, blah, blah, blah. I was like,
well, honey, that's the kettle calling the pot black.
Doesn't tip this woman.
After taking you on a Tour of Italy?
Yeah.
Disgusted.
So, you know, I just ghosted him. I didn't, you know, respond to any of his phone calls or anything.
Would you see him at school, though?
So he was actually a few years older than me.
Was he in college?
No.
Oh.
I was 16, 17 at the time, and he was probably like 19, which looking back, I'm like,
No, the Olive Garden gift card limit shouldn't have been the only red flag.
So ignoring all of his, any reaching out he did. So I did kickboxing back in high school. So I'm, you know, at practice or whatever, and I'm telling my buddy Tom about it. And he's like, that's stupid. You know, I have a daughter your age. Like, that's messed up. He's like, next week is bring a friend to class week. Bring him. I'll have a chat with him. So that's where the...
I just want to butt in here while I am purely gooped and gagged that a bring your friend to kickboxing day at a kickboxing class is fucking crazy. That is like the one environment where it's like, maybe we don't need to bring the friend to class day.
Well, they had like little waivers and stuff to sign. So it's like, oh, if you get injured.
Yeah, like we're not liable.
Unless it's like a major injury of equipment malfunction, like so.
So you ignore Olive Garden boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you respond and you're like, hey, come to my kickbox class.
Well, yeah, I was like, hey, so sorry, stuff had come up, busy with school and, you know, martial arts and stuff like that. So he knew I did martial arts.
Okay.
But what I failed to tell him was I was in the advanced class. So this is like, oh God, like middle belts to like up until black belt, advanced black belt, like almost, you know, teacher training wise.
Oh,
so.
Oh my God. Okay. So you invite him to class and what? Your friend in the class beats the shit out of him legally?
No, it wasn't like beating the shit out of him. So I'm like, so we're like practicing and he's, you know, holding like the little pad things for me. And I'm like, hey, excuse me, I just got to run to the restroom real quick. And then I look over to Tom and I was like, and I wink at him. I was like, so to the Olive Garden dude, I was like, hey, go train with Tom for a second. Like, it will be fine. As I'm, you know, quote unquote, coming out of the bathroom, Olive Garden boy is running out of the class, slight bloody nose, full sprinting out of the class. And I follow him and he's like vomiting in the parking lot, like trying to get into his car, fumbling with his keys. Like, yeah.
You're like, hey, buddy, I know you don't give a tip, but I'm going to give you one. Don't ever fuck with that waitress again.
Yeah, so I ended up going back to that Olive Garden, like, you know, later in the week, and I gave that lady a tip. I was like, hey, I'm sorry that this dude was an asshole to you. Like, I didn't realize he didn't have enough money. Like, I feel so bad. And
not you being like, ugh, I'm so sorry I brought a broke bitch here.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't ruin the tour of Italy. Oh my God, Christine, that is some fucking girl bossing right there. Like, that was a genius fucking way to take out the trash. Like, that really was. You're like, I'm going to end this liaisoning with the last lick. Oh my God, you're a brainiac. Yeah. I can tell that you're smart as fuck.
Yeah. You know, and I went back into that, you know, my practice training, whatever it was, like nothing happened. And my sensei was like, what happened to him? And I was like, he's a bitch. He ran away.
I love you. I mean, what? Oh, my God. Now that is organized crime. And that is organized crime I can get behind because what a genius way. I gotta go to the bathroom. Wink. Ugh, is there like security footage from this place that we could like pull it up and watch? Have a viewing party maybe?
No, unfortunately.
That's a bummer.
It's a smaller family-owned gym, so they don't have security.
Got it. Well,
or footage or anything.
Wow. Well, Christine, thank you for sharing this. But it doesn't end here because we're actually talking to you on the after show about a wild Halloween story involving the cops, which, based off of this story, my imagination is running rampant. So I'm very excited to dive into that in a little bit. And thanks so much for being a part of today's episode.
Yeah, of course.
All right, I'll talk to you in a little.
Sounds good.
Bye. That was, like, that? Like, he's probably, no, he's not going to think anything because he's a man and is stupid. But, like, typically, if that were me, I'd be like, wow, that's because I didn't tip on that date. He'll never do that again, but he probably will because he seems kind of like the worst. Wow, I have to say that that was a slow burn of a story, but once it all came around, bitch, I mean, consider me a fish because hook, line, and sinker. Alrighty, guys, just like a bar at 3 a.m., it's our last call.
Hello.
Hey, Layla. So I hear you've got quite the family feud. I personally love this kind of shit. So what's going on?
So basically, my grandma has been passed since like 2011, 2012.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's fine. Oh. So she basically, well, she was great, but you know.
You're like, she was great, but listen, the bitch was old. It was her time.
It was, you know, everyone has a time. It was definitely, you know. So she was originally married to my grandpa for, I think, 15, 16 years. And then they got divorced, and she met this guy. We're going to call him Vito. And Vito basically was very, very much the bad news. He had a lot of baggage. He had a lot of issues within himself that he needed to, like, fix. So I only met him a couple times when I was younger, around 6 or maybe 7. He was always nice to me. But I got this tea from my dad because this was before I was born, but it was while my grandma and Vito were still dating.
How much older or younger is Vito from your grandma?
He was definitely younger. I would say he was like in his like 50s and she was like in her 60s, 70s maybe at this time.
Oh, so we got to call animal control because there is a cougar on the loose.
Yeah, she was like, oh, yes, this is my time. And I was like, okay, diva, work.
Good for her, honestly. I'm writing that one down.
She, you know, she knew what she wanted and she went after it. I was like, okay, work. I mean, not the best taste, but it's fine.
What was wrong with Vito? What tea did you get from your dad?
So basically, my dad had just gotten out of the Air Force at this time. And he was living with his mom. And this is when Vito and my grandma were living together. And one just like random day, my dad was like watching TV from what he told me. And there was like 3 cars that pulled up to the house. And they all got out with like pew-pews and were surrounding the house. And
are these police cars? Or like, no.
They're Vito's drug buddies, so to speak. Money that Vito owed to these people.
So, wait. Your baddie of a grandma married someone who's in a drug ring?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, shit. Grandma! Did she give off this kind of vibe that she would do this?
No, like when my grandpa and Vito were two very different guys. Like my grandpa was definitely the like work 9 to 5, you know, come home. Like the very like normal white picket fence, like suburban house kind of guy. And Vito was definitely the polar opposite. And he like, from what my dad said, he was always a lot nicer when he wasn't under the influence. He was always a lot nicer. He was helpful with, you know, chores and helping my grandma out. But when he got under the influence, he was like abusive and, you know, physical and all
that.
Was
he under the influence like around your family? Did you know Vito? Did you meet Vito?
I met Vito maybe a couple times, yeah.
And did he seem off, or like you got overall good vibes from him?
He was kind of quiet. Like, he never really spoke. He always was just...
Well, probably because he was fucking high.
No, probably, right.
So what drugs was it? Like, let's ask the serious questions that I'm curious to know. Like, is it weed or is it crazier?
I think it was, from what I was told, it was definitely the cocaine and the, you know, it was also weed as well, though. Weed and cocaine for sure. But I don't know if there was others.
That's okay. We don't need to speculate. I mean, he's definitely in a situation based off of those two alone.
Yeah, so he was like... He was never weird around me. He was always quiet, just always kept to himself. And I only met him maybe twice, but my dad and my dad's sister hated him because he stole from my grandma. And my dad had to go to a pawn shop and get back her ring that he sold for drugs. So, and then he had to go to this neighborhood he's never been to before and get his car back because Vito sold his car to get drugs. So
wait, like, excuse my ignorance, how does someone take a car and sell it and act like it's gonna be okay? I'm a little lost with that one, but I guess maybe he was under the influence when that happened.
My dad let him come over to his apartment he had at the time with my grandma, and I spent the night. And my dad was about to go to work the next morning, and his car was gone. And this was when he was still dating my mom. So he called my mom and was like, "Hey, Diva, my car is definitely not here."
He called my mom and said, as a straight man, "Hey, Diva, my car is not here."
My car is definitely not here.
Okay, so Vito was in the picture, like, before you were even born.
Yeah, he was in the picture before I was born.
Got it. So he was essentially a father figure to your dad. But, like, in that sense of, like, his dad had already passed, correct?
No, his dad was just in Idaho, and his dad, well, my grandpa was dating this woman, this older woman, who will go with her name as Demon from Withunder. I don't know, just not a great woman, but he was also dating.
God, I forgot he didn't die. They got divorced. Whoopsies. So, like, his dad... And mom already got divorced. So, like, this was essentially, Vito was essentially the man, quote unquote, of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. That's crazy. Okay. Sorry. I feel like I got us off track. So the cars pull up and it's people with guns.
Mm-hmm.
What happened here?
So my dad had to go and answer the door. And they were like, "Where's Vito? Where's Vito? Where's Vito?" And my dad was like, he's not here. And, like, I don't, like, associate with him or whatever, because my dad still, like, hates him for having to, like, go get his car back, sold the rings, like, all this other bunch of stuff.
Okay, so your dad was already sort of aware of what Vito was about.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So he told Vito, basically, this is not, like, I'm going to tell my mom about this. Like, I could have died, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were here, it could have been a lot worse, but it was this whole problem issue thing. And Vito manipulated my grandma heavily and was like, "Oh, I'll be better. I'll stop using and whatever. And I'll stop selling and all this." And my grandma was like, "Okay, like, you're going to get better. It's going to get better, whatever." And it never did.
No, it never does. It never gets better. Like, I've been told that lie once or twice before. "Hey, Chris, it gets better." No, the fuck it doesn't. Shut up.
It really doesn't. He had a very bad addiction, and he was also, with his addiction, was also selling. So it was like...
compounded. Yeah, no, that is a sticky situation. So how did Vito stay in the picture until your grandma passed?
No, so eventually, once I was born and everything, Vito came around me maybe once or twice from my memory. And he didn't speak, like I said. And then my grandma broke up with him, I think, a couple of years later because he kept stealing from her and kept was like starting to get abusive and everything. And my dad's sister, my aunt, and my dad had to sit down with my grandma and was like, hey, so my dad was like having kids, was having me and having my sister, and he was still on this. And they basically gave my dad or my grandma the ultimatum, like, hey, either you drop Vito or you can't come around because we don't want that around our kids.
Whoa. That's some like real life shit right there. So your grandma like essentially knew this was going on, but sort of turned a blind eye is what it sounded like.
Yeah, I think it's because she was, because my grandpa and her didn't really have a good relationship. They were just, it was like my grandma got pregnant and it was like, oh, well, we'd have to get married now. And it was that whole situation where I don't know when they got married, but it was, you know, in the days where it was like, well, if you're pregnant, I have to get married kind of thing.
Yeah, no, like they created the first shotgun wedding, it sounds like.
And yes, exactly. So they didn't really get along from per my dad's tea. So he was like, they got divorced because it was just not really a marriage. It was basically an agreement, basically is what it was. It wasn't love. I mean, at first when they were dating, obviously, but not after it, after the marriage, after having kids, it was this separation of sorts. So I think my grandma just wanted to be loved and cared for and fill that void. And Vito filled the void. So anything to keep him around and keep that fulfillment, she was willing to have.
Did she pick Vito over her kids?
No. Oh. So when my grandma started dating Vito, she was like, my aunt was already living in Atlanta. And then my dad was in the Air Force. So they were already grown and like moved out and everything. So she tried to keep a good image on Vito, but he kept, you know, having these situations where he was selling my grandma's things like real gold and real gold rings and the jewelry and cars. And, you know, it was my dad always had to go and get them back and get them back from pawn shops and all that other bunch of stuff.
If I was dating someone and their child was in the Air Force, the last fucking thing I would do would be to steal from them.
Yeah, you think so.
I mean, I wouldn't do that just even if they weren't in the Air Force. But like, especially, I'm like, oh my God, you are one degree of separation away from law enforcement, essentially. What?
Yeah, and the kicker is the way Vito and my grandma met was my grandma worked in the VA and was a therapist for the VA, and Vito was her patient.
What in the HIPAA violation are you talking about? Huh?
Yeah.
Oh my God, the way I am so sad that your grandma has passed, because like, I would love, do you know those like TikTok ads that are like, you don't want to miss the chance to ask all the questions you could, and it's like those box set of question prompts. I'm like, I want to sit down with your grandma and do that right now, because what the fuck do you mean that Vito was her client?
Yeah, it was. He was in, I forgot what branch, but he was also in the military and he was suffering from PTSD. So that's why he started using and selling. And my grandma was, they formed a bond in these sessions of therapy and things of that nature. So then they started, you know, secretly dating, and then she eventually retired, and it was, yeah. So that no one really found out about it.
Wow. Layla, how do you feel knowing that your grandma was, like, low-key a baddie?
Honestly, when I was told this story, my jaw was definitely on the floor, because my grandma was known not to put up with no bullshit.
The same lady who's dating Vito?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what the fuck happened? The dick must have been bomb, bitch. I mean, what?
I mean, I guess so.
You're like, Chris, that is my grandma.
See, well, you know, yeah, but also at being older now and understanding it, and like how relationships are, and how like when you fall in love, you kind of turn a blind eye to the toxicity, and you're like, well, I'm just so in love, it'll get better, it'll go better. So I'm in a state now where I kind of understand where she was coming from with that whole thing, but
totally
the severity, so to speak, of the situations, I think I would have probably seen it and nipped it in the bud when it was happening.
Well, yes. Oh my God, Layla, this is really crazy. We have had some very, very, very weird family stories today. What the fuck? I mean, thank you so much, Layla, for contributing to this shit show.
Yes. LOL, I literally love your show so much, though. I listen every Tuesday, so I love your show, and I love you as a person, so.
Thank you so much. That means a ton, and it means even more that you're willing to share such a little nugget of gold that Vito's about to sell to a pawn shop.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna wish for that, but thank you so much, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
I hope you have a good rest of your day, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Y'all, what the fuck happened? Like, just to all of these families, what? I mean, again, I said this during the episode. This wasn't meant to be a Halloween episode, but goddamn, was it fucking spooky, kind of start to finish. I mean, the only breath of relief in this episode was the Taekwondo class after the tour of Italy. But like, even still, whew, I feel like I'm left with a very heavy feeling, similar to when I ate the tour of Italy at Olive Garden. A very, very heavy feeling. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Chris vs. the People. And if this was your first one, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your episodes and rate and review this podcast. It helps us out so much. Give it 5 stars and leave something nice. Also, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I am going to go head on over to patreon.com/ChrisClemons for the after show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in for another episode. I hope you have a great rest of your morning, afternoon, evening. And if I'm not seeing you on the after show, I'll see you next week. Bye.